Listening to the Cannabis Hangout, two girls, one bowl, and a podcast that is breaking the stigma of marijuana. My name is Brannon.
And my name is Saba. We will be connecting with a community of cannabis enthusiasts by educating people,
sharing stories from medical marijuana patients,
and interviewing industry leaders while debunking cannabis myths.
So we invite you to come roll with us
while we break it all down.
All right, you know we're into terpenes, which is why we're jamming with Nevada's terpene-rich, naturally flavored cannabis oil vaporizers that allow you to curate your high with their Body Mind series.
Six experiences that range from full mind to full body.
Sob, tell our listeners about the flavors.
So each experience has a supporting flavor profile like strawberry, tangerine, tropical, lime, blueberry, and wild grape.
The strawberry one is my favorite right now, and it's good for being creative and working and helps me focus.
And the wild grape is awesome for sleep and relief for me personally. Whether you're a seasoned smoker or someone new, everyone should be able to enjoy the full spectrum of wellness, mindfulness, and fun that cannabis can bring to life.
Nevada will be available in the Oklahoma market on September 3rd, and stay tuned for dispensary drops.
Now, let's get to today's episode.
On today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with a local woman who owns her own spray tanning business. She brings beauty and cannabis together in a unique way via spray tans. We are honored to have her on the podcast today and to hear her speak about her journey in business with us. So guys, please welcome Miss Abby to the Cannabis Hangout.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Abby. We are so happy to have you here. Thank you for taking time out of your day to meet with us.
Of course.
So let's just start from the beginning. Where did your cannabis journey begin?
All right, guys. So I originally started when it became legal, so 2018. And I've been working in and out of dispos ever since, managing, doing social media marketing, stuff like that. I did some general management work, but it just, you know, not for me really anymore. And now I left my job and I was just kind of like, you know, I used to do spray tans. I was in the beauty industry for like, I think it was like 3 years. I worked at a salon and did spray tans. And I was like, why not create a hemp-based solution that's different? Nobody has it. I looked it up. Nobody, not a single person's doing it. And it's really healthy for you.
That's
so
really cool. So many questions that follow.
I know. We'll have to dive into it further in a little bit. So what would you say after dabbling in multiple forms of cannabis, what's your favorite way to consume?
Obviously, I would say dabs, hence the name Dabby. I really like preferably like just the pressed form of it. Like I really like rosin. It's, you know, the most organic. Yes. It tastes really good. Low temp dabs.
You do you have a favorite brand?
A hard one.
Or do you go in between a few?
Well, I have to shout out my girl Carol because I love Sunday, but I don't know, rosin wise I think I really do like Leaf Logic. I like the, you know, just the pureness of it.
Yes, Leaf Logic is really good. That was actually one of the first hash dabs I think I took of like Oklahoma dabs.
It's good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
So what would you say the pivotal point was where like cannabis was more of medicine to you than just like getting high and chilling with your friends?
Oh, for sure. I used to struggle with depression a lot because I was like overweight and I was just super unhappy and couldn't figure out like how to lose the weight. It was my entire life. I was super active. That wasn't like the issue. And then for one of my friends was like, hey, smoke this bowl of green crack with me. I laughed so hard. Like I was like, I have never been this happy in my entire life.
It
was a really good feeling. And so then I bought another bowl. This was like back in 2018 and I kept buying more of it. And then the weight just kind of started dropping and I was like, oh, and then I looked it up and it was like, oh, it speeds up your metabolism and it helps you with eating and it, yeah, and it does. So, and then it also helps with depression. So it was like a 2-for-1 for me. And it's just ever since, I mean, it's,
that's amazing.
Life. Yeah, like genuinely. Like I was on so many like prescription drugs growing up and nothing worked.
So did you find something like, you said that green crack strain, like that's what made you feel all those different things?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, so did you stay hooked on it for a while?
Oh, because I'm still hooked on it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my go-to for sure.
That's cool. I feel like a lot of people our age
on the buttoning side, which you could probably relate to, they don't like consistency with flower. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's rare that you actually find people our age who do, yes. obviously for medicinal reasons, but even on the patient side, I feel like flower is like the one thing they don't want consistency with.
And I think it's because everybody wants to just get a new different feeling of high versus yes. like me. Like I want to keep up my, you know, what I'm feeling from that, which mm-hmm. that is yes. like a like that's why you take your medicine in my yeah, opinion, you know?
Absolutely. That is so cool.
That's good.
Wow. Proud of you. Cannabis that's awesome. Is yeah, it really is.
So does your family know that you use cannabis and are they cool
sure.
with it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. My parents know. They've asked me multiple times. Like, I mean, they had to ask. They're like, what finally worked? And I was like this. And they were like, that's really good for you, you know?
Nice.
It's cool that they got to see both sides of it. And it's cool that your parents were so open. I feel like not yeah. everyone is that lucky, but I love that they got to see the medicinal side of it. Cause I feel like most parents come in, which obviously everyone's seen the rec side of it. It's not like a hidden right. secret.
Oh, for
but
sure.
It's just cool that they firsthand got to see their daughter, like the medicinal side of it.
The transition.
You, especially with your mm-hmm. depression, like
yeah.
more than anything else.
Oh yeah. I've never, you know? Like I haven't felt that way ever since. Like I was, That's it was amazing. Really, yeah, it was weird.
Wow. So have you found other products that you feel like, let's say you can't get your hands on green crack. Like what, do you have something that's consistent that you're like, okay, I can swap it out with this?
Definitely the 1906 Ghost,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, yeah.
Heck like, yeah, those are my jam too.
Yeah, those are like equally equivalent for
wow,
sure.
Wow, that's cool. I love that. Yeah.
That is awesome.
So what's your favorite thing to do after you've smoked or eaten an edible?
Oh, that's a hard one. I would say, I don't know, I like to clean.
Wow.
Or cook, because, you know, okay. I don't know.
Cooking, I can see. Yeah, and I like to do that.
Like, long-time cooking. Like, I could never commit unless I was, like, stoned.
Yes, like, it was spur of the moment. For type, real. Like, oh, what do I have at home that yeah. I could commit? Yeah.
What's your go-to? Like, what are you so good at that, like...
I like tacos. That's ooh, my, okay. yeah, I don't know.
Tacos are good. Listen, easy, tacos, it's, all,
you can't,
easy?
It's hard to mess up.
Yeah.
So true.
But you can also really mess tacos up. It's all about the seasoning.
Yeah, true.
You can either you can really that. Fuck up the seasoning, and all it takes is just one. Fuck
you're
up.
Probably
one
a pro at them much. Now.
Yeah, you really are. So, what are they just like beef tacos?
Well, yeah, or okay. you can do chicken.
Okay,
or whatever, you
okay.
know? Pretty basic. So
that's okay. Listen, basic's good.
I know.
Takes you back home,
right?
What you really need. Your roots.
Basic can be also like staples. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like they might be staples. Basic, but they're your staples.
Yes. Yeah. Brandon craves tacos like yeah. once a week.
I love tacos. The Mexican taco trucks.
Yes.
Do you go to those?
Yeah. There's like, one on 44th and May. It's the best in my
the
opinion.
Bomb.com.
I don't know. Yeah. You should check out ours. Ours is pretty good.
Where is it?
It's on Hefner.
Britain
it's like right
Road.
Off, yeah.
Britain Road and
like
right
Broadway
here.
Extension. You literally get off of Broadway Extension and go, if you are going south, you go right and then like you go down a couple streets and it's just right there.
On
it's
your left
really
side.
Good.
Yeah.
We'll so, take you one day.
Let's transition into your business, Abby. This is such a unique service that we haven't heard of in the industry before. So what inspired you to create this and go full speed with it?
Honestly, it was more of like a... it was more of just like I needed to have a passion, and like I thought for the last 4 years that it was just cannabis. I was like, I am so intelligent in this. I'm educated. Like I felt like there was no one that could, you know, like go above me in like what I could do in weed, right? And so I was like, okay. And then I spent 6 months doing this one dispensary job, and I was like, okay, this definitely is not for me anymore, especially here, maybe in another state one
day. I
love
the confidence, mm-hmm. though. You know what you want.
Yeah.
You know what you're worth.
And I couldn't do it. I was like, I've been here since I was 18. I'm 23 now. Yeah. I can't do it. And so I left, and I was like, what do I do? I was, you know, messing with my thumbs, and I was like, I'm good at social media. Okay. What are all my qualities? I used to do spray tans. And then I was like, okay, let me Google hemp-based spray tans. And then just nothing came up. And I was like, okay, how can I do this to where it actually works? People aren't orange. People aren't breaking out. It is healthy. I looked it up. And I was like, okay, if I do it the right way, it'll work out. And I spent 2 months working on it, and I got it right.
Wow.
So it works. Everybody likes it. I haven't had a single, like, everybody keeps coming back. So I've been really pleased, honestly.
Like, how do you – is it like a secret on how you make – formulas or whatever you
people
do.
People are weird about it. I don't know. I just, honestly, I'm pretty open. It's literally hemp seed oil and just bronzing powder. You just
okay.
mix it up, you know, and it's
ooh.
The same thing. Yeah.
Wow.
Sounds very like nourishing to your body.
Yeah.
The hemp
yeah.
seed oil.
So with that, what's like the process like from start to finish of a spray tan, but also what makes a cannatan different than, I'm calling it a cannatan, but what makes it different than just getting a normal spray tan?
And side note, I've never gotten a spray tan in my life. Like,
okay, well, you're about to get one.
I know, so that's crazy. But like, give someone like me who's listening, like, I'm like, I don't know what the frick you do when you go get a spray tan.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
Are you butt ass naked? Are you wearing your swimsuit or just like, what's up?
It is all about what you feel. So that part, it really does not matter. It's judgment free. So if you want to come, you know, bra and panties, cool. If you want to come fully naked, cool. You know, as long as you make sure to follow the prep rules and stuff. Mm-hmm. I've posted all of it on my Instagram, which I'll talk to you about too.
Okay.
But yeah, it's super easy. You know, just make sure you shave, exfoliate, stuff like that the day before. And then during, you know, the fun part, you show up, you wear loose, dark clothing. You come in, you take off whatever you want to, you hop in. I'm going to spray you with some, it's called, I cannot remember, but it evens out your skin tone.
Okay.
And, you spray it on there. So that way, if you spray, it won't get super splotchy mm-hmm. or anything. You spray it on there, you add the barrier cream, stuff like that, and you're good to go. I also have drying powder as well. It comes in different scents, all mm-hmm. with hemp as well.
So what's the purpose? Because I've gotten a spray tan before, but I never understood the purpose when people say, like, drying powder. I'm like, okay, so, like, what does that mean?
So the easiest way to explain it is, like, you're sticky and gross. Like, you sweat. Yeah. Think about sweating, and then, like, you're just, like, it's sticky. Mm-hmm. And then, like, if you put the drying powder on, it's more of, like, foundation with drying powder is okay. a good way to explain
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that
so you're
is.
Like, you're dewy, and then if you're, you know, drying powder, it's more of like a
nice matte finish.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how long does that take?
The whole tan?
Yeah.
Oh, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
But wow. Yeah, we usually hang out and talk and get, like, you know, stoned on some CBD usually. Yeah. So it's about like 30 minutes.
Okay.
Nice. Yeah. So how long does it last, like the spray tan? How often do you see people come back?
It depends. I have some people that will like to be super dark constantly. So if they like to be super dark constantly, 3 to 4 days is how long it'll last. They'll start soaking and scrubbing day 4 or 5. They'll come back 6 or 7. If they like to be, you know, just normal, you know, mm-hmm. like just super, like just like a normal tan, I guess you'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Week and a half, I would say. And cool. then, yeah. So it just really depends. Some people use it for events, you know, one-time mm-hmm. thing. Not everybody likes to keep them up, you know.
So I saw earlier, maybe it was last week, that you just started a membership service, which I've not.
Yes.
I've seen for tanning, but it's just cool that you're just a different aspect. So it's really neat.
Yeah.
What was the thinking and reasoning behind that?
People were just wanting to feel more like it was an easier way for them to... for me to be available, I guess, was the issue. They felt like it was awkward to book out that many tans in mm-hmm. a month for me. And they just kept asking. And I was like, you can just buy your membership. I'll give you a discount if you want to do it yeah. that way. And then, you know, it just started that's gaining smart. More traction. So, I mean, I liked it too.
Yeah,
so.
That's really. And it was honestly very affordable. Like, it wasn't for somebody who does spend the money on a spray tan every week.
Oh, for sure.
It's so cost efficient. Even like two, I think, because you offer two. How,
two,
tell
three,
us about,
and four.
Okay,
yeah.
two, three, and four. Yeah, even the two, I was like, oh, wow, this is very affordable.
Yeah.
So it's cool that you give people a good option and it's good for your skin. We love
yeah.
that.
It's supposed to, I looked up all the things on the one I got, and it's antifungal, it's antiviral, so it's good for COVID.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for scarring and healing. So as you guys know, with your like THC rubs and stuff mm-hmm. that are really, really good for scarring. The CBD one, like my mom had a huge scar for the last like 6 years and mm-hmm. she started doing the spray tans and it's now gone. It's been 2 months.
Yeah. What?
Yeah. So it's really cool. And I've also wow. been telling people I teamed up with Esme from Feel This.
Yeah.
And she has decided she wants to help me out. And so we're going to start doing amazing. Her scrubs as well with the spray tans.
Her scrubs, coffee scrubs, or bomb diggity.
I'm telling you those things. I like my best friend Andy got some spray tans mm-hmm. from me and he was having issues with when he was working out, he was sweating real bad. And so, and he was like, man, I look like I have psoriasis. Like people are making fun of me at work. You know, I'm a dude. What do I do? And right. I was like, wash yourself with this. Let me know. And he came out and was completely even. And I was like, there you go. So I hit her up and I was like, hey, it's working really good for the tans.
Wow.
How do I get this, like, not necessarily retail, but how do I get this on my clients? And yeah. she was like, this is how. So we're going to figure out a way.
Go.
To,
so it's yeah. for guys too. All the men listening, spray tans aren't just for women.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Yes.
Wow.
I get lots of men. It's actually, I mean, they like it too. They yeah, like their muscles. Yeah. They do muscle contouring mostly. So.
That's.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Muscle Pokey. Contouring.
Yeah.
It's like cheekbone contouring for our faces. Wow.
It's like going to a gym for, you know, a month without having to go.
Wow. Like, that's brazy.
Fancy boys. So, Abby, what do you love about what you get to do?
I don't know. I like that I have met people in the cannabis industry that I have not met yet. I thought that I was like, oh, I know these people. And then I've gotten to meet people like you guys and, you know, just different people in the industry that I didn't really cross paths with. And it's just really created some new friendships and like new faces and just new connections that I, you know, didn't know I needed or wanted, but I'm so thankful for, honestly, because it's just been nice, you know?
Yeah. You're literally reading our minds. Like, that's how we feel about being in this industry or the community behind it. It's like we're always meeting people, people we never think we would have ever crossed paths with. And been great.
It's all because of cannabis.
And yes.
And most people, like, I have not met one rude person. Like, that's the good part about it. Everybody's happy.
So have other people been reaching out to you that do tans that have like, or like, you know, that actually give spray tans as well? Like, since you're the first one doing this, have other people reached out and been like, how are you doing this? Like, and kind of inquired about doing it themselves?
Honestly, yes and no. I've had a few friends be like, hey, I'm doing spray tans. Would you like help me? But like, I haven't really had anybody be like, hey, can I do this? I did look into like, there was one girl in Australia that had, she was just doing CBD like after tan care, but nobody's doing it in their tans. And I don't understand why.
That is, I just would have never thought about that, but that just goes right back to how cannabis can be used in such creative ways.
Right.
But people just haven't even spread their mind, because everyone thinks of THC when they, or CBD when they think of cannabis. They don't think of like the hemp oil side of it, you know, and all
what's
that.
What's weird to me too is I was looking it up. Most spray tans are either alcohol-based or aloe vera-based. So like the ones that get you tan super quick, those are going to be the alcohol-based. That's, you know, it dries quicker.
Of course they are,
yeah, and aloe, that's going to be like the one that keeps you sticky for, you know, 6 to 8 hours. So and people don't like that, right? And so I was like, okay, is hemp seed oil more sticky? Is it more of a dry consistency? It's literally a mixture of both, which I got lucky with. Because I was like, it's not too sticky. It's not too dewy, but it's also not too dry. So it's not going to dry pours out either.
Yeah. So what, how did you pick the company you were going to work with for the hemp seed oil?
I honestly tried like 30.
Wow.
I just like, okay, I just bought a bunch and I was like, okay, I'm going to try some mom paws. I'm going to try some that are big name brands. I'm going to try some that I normally would never go for. And I just, me and my sister, I don't know if you know her, Emily Phillips Wilson, the girl that does food.
Yes.
She was kind of the person that also helped inspire me. Cause she was like, just do something. And I was like, okay. And so we figured it out.
That's so cool to me. I just cannot wrap my mind around that you just came up with cannabis tans like that, and that nobody's
it's
doing
so
it.
Creative.
And you're the first one. It's so cool. And you're just like from Oklahoma and we're just hanging out. Like, it's just so creative. That's so dope to me.
Down the road.
Yeah. And you're really young, which I think is also really freaking cool, because you're going completely against the grain, which I love. That's what we're here for.
I'm trying
It's dope. No, it's really freaking cool that you're doing that.
So many.
And you're so self-sufficient, self-starter. Like, that's a beautiful thing.
It's hard starting, man.
And that's up to that. Like, this can be open to so many different people. It's not just like for one type of person.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
yeah.
Like, your demographic is big.
It's very
really.
Yeah.
I was thinking about doing just hemp sprays and like people that don't want to be tanned.
Okay, so I was going to ask you, do you plan on getting into any parts of the beauty and cannabis?
I was thinking, like, a lot of people are scared of the coloring. Like, I'm thinking of doing like just a hemp spray. If you want your skin to feel good, you want to, because it just does so many things. Like, it does skin repair and cell regrowth for your like your skin follicles and stuff like that. It's so good for you. So
you would just spray it and rub it in.
Yeah.
That's honestly, you should do that. This, the thing is there's not enough education about something like this, or even hemp, like, and how it can help your skin.
Oh, for sure.
But I can think of so many people that it would really, my dad being one of them, it would really benefit him because he has psoriasis.
Yeah.
And he is so hesitant. He's like, it's not really going to work, even just with salves that I give him. And he used salve for a month and it really cleared up his huge scar. So yeah, something like that would be really cool. That's so smart.
And CBG too, even. I don't know if y'all have used CBG for your skin, but that
is a
killer too. There's lots of CBG lotions out there as well. Yeah, and that's also kind of what opened my eyes to it too, because I was like, oh, this has absolutely no THC in it. This lady shipped it to me. Oh, all my scars are gone. It helps with stretch marks. It helps with, like, even like Andy had like a rash on his leg. He used the Feel This and that stuff, and the rash and the scarring was gone 2 days later. Wow. Like, it's just crazy how much it...
That is so crazy. I just literally cannot wrap my mind
around it. I know, I need to know.
I know. I'm like, so what's happening here? So what's been your favorite thing? I mean, I know Brandon asked earlier about what you do, but just being ingrained in the community since you've been a part of it for so long, and obviously since you've been a part of it, it's changed and adapted. What's been your favorite thing pretty consistently throughout when you started until now?
I would say people's, like, outlook towards it, because I do think everyone's like, oh, I can't wait to see where we're going to go. And, like, I think that we are the wild, wild west out here. So I think that the more we push to be better and the more, like, positive and the more, like, everybody, it's going to be okay, you know, I think the better we're going to be. I like that we have free, you know, like, laws on, like, where, like, what we can grow, what we can do kind of thing. It's, I mean, a lot less restricted than other states. And I think that that also leaves it open to us to, you know, be good and show other people that you can have open, you know, doors and, you know, not be dumb.
Yes. And set the bar. That there's things that we have to improve on here in Oklahoma that you've noticed?
I mean, I think we can all say that.
Yeah.
I definitely think so. I think honesty in companies is a big thing. Being on the inside, I've seen so much crazy things. If you know me, you know how I feel about all of that. I just definitely know that you never know what you're getting from source to, you know, seller. And it's just scary. You think you know what you're getting and you never know. So it's just like, fingers crossed, hope this works. But other than that, I definitely think, and competitiveness, I think people are, like, especially, like, even buyers and dispos are so quick to shoot somebody down just because of money. I think everybody should, you know, even female companies, we're the most supportive, in my opinion, like, Her Urban, stuff like that, Sunday, they're just super supportive. And I love that about it. I think people are like, you know, the positives are staying positive, and I really like that too.
Those are the people and companies that everyone's attracted to, see them shine.
And I mean, for all reasons, you know.
Right, naturally.
So this is a question we like to ask everyone. What's a stigma you'd like to see changed revolving cannabis?
That you cannot be productive. Because I hate that. My parents are like, you know, the people that are like, if you don't work hard, you know, whatever. And that's the only stigma they do have behind it is, oh, if you're smoking, you're being lazy. And what I've tried to teach them is, listen, this green crack gets me going. I work out. I clean. I make food. Like, it changed. Like, I used to sleep all the time. And I just, like, now I'm not, like, it's great. It's great. And so I think the productive stoner
is absolutely a thing.
So
what do your parents think about, like, this business that you've started, just even based on how unique it is? I know I keep saying that, but I really am fascinated with just everything you're doing. I think it's really freaking cool. What do they think about it, especially with them thinking that just because you're getting high, you're not being productive?
Well, when my mom saw that I was, like, actually, like, doing well the first couple weeks, she was like, oh, other people think this is cool and they're not, like, just kids your age. They're, like, moms and, like, people that go to church and, like, different people that don't even smoke weed that come and get tans. And she's like, oh, okay, maybe I, you know, should open my eyes a little bit more. And, I mean, she gets them from me every week now.
That's so cool.
Sometimes it just has, it takes just to be like, watch me. Like, I'm not going to have to tell you. Yeah. Just, like, watch how it goes and you'll see.
Just trust me.
Yeah. I love that. Well, I think this wraps up today's episode. Abby, can you please tell our listeners how to book with you and what they can expect in your social handles?
Yes. So easiest way to book with me is going to be through Instagram. There's a book now button, and then it'll just take you directly to the website, and you can just book from there. My socials are going to be Baked by Abby, and Dabby Lane is my personal. And what else?
Tell us how you spell Abby. Because I would have never known.
Yes. Okay, so think the Beatles. It's Abby Lane, ABBEYLANE. So, Dabby Lane.
Dope. Guys, go give Abby a follow. She is awesome. Abby, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and educating us on your really cool niche. We're so happy for you. So proud of you. Can't wait to thrive and can't wait to try.
Yes.
And thank you guys for listening today. And as always, Brand,
stay medicated.